Attention Magazine, making a difference for people affected by ADHD. Check out the October issue, where we'll cover ADHD Awareness Month, misinformation, stigma, and the media, and ADHD champions, surviving and thriving. Attention Magazine is chad.org. Click, join, get involved. Download the Attention Magazine app on iTunes.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, AttentionTalkRadio.com, AttentionTalkVideo.com, and AttentionTalkNews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at Facebook.com/AttentionTalkRadio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I am your guest host, Caroline McGuire, and I have a great show for you tonight. Our title is Perfectionism, Procrastination, or Is It About Mood? And with us in our virtual studio is David Gwerk. Tonight is August 5th, 2015 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And before we get to the meat of our show, a few announcements. It's not too early to start planning for the CHAD conference this year. It's November 12th to the 14th in New Orleans, Louisiana. To learn more, go to chad.org. Also, Dr. Barkley has asked me to remind you to check out ADHDfund.com, a crowdfunding source website designed to raise money for small-scale research for ADHD worldwide. I think that's the end of our announcements, so let's get to the meat of the show. Again, with us in our virtual studio is David Gwerk. David Gwerk is the founder and president of the ADD Coach Academy, the world's most foremost training program for ADHD coaching, and it's a comprehensive program that he designed. He is a master certified coach, and he is a thought leader in this industry. He has a groundbreaking book, Permission to Proceed, which actually talks about a lot of these themes, which is about the key to creating a life of passion and purpose and possibility for adults with ADHD. And the Coach Academy has just been featured in so many magazines and publications, including New York Times, Fortune, and David is also someone who I know personally very well and who once upon a time trained me. So welcome, David. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness, Caroline. I can't believe I'm here with you, but here I am. It's amazing what possibilities we can create and what things we can do together with people that we know are great from way back when, and now they're great in the present, such as yourself.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Well, David, a while ago, we had a conversation that kind of started me thinking about this show. And you've also presented on this, and a lot of what is in Permission to Proceed, your book, is talking about this idea that a lot of folks with ADHD have sort of a cognitive distortion. Would you mind sharing with us some of the thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, the human brain, the neurotypical brain, for lack of a better term, has a pervasive attitude or magnet towards negativity. And the human brain is a magnet towards it. And we tend to find problems, we tend to find weakness, and we tend to find those things that don't work, as opposed to looking at the things that already naturally are great within us, that we already do well. And we live in a world, more so than ever before, that has created this sort of performance paradigm where, you know, we're judged by the level of our performance. And because of these levels of performance, from a very young age, when we don't perform based on standards established at a young age, starting from kindergarten, and we're not able to perform based on those standards, we start to really develop what I call this perfectionistic kind of tendency, where if I can't do it perfectly because I'm afraid of failing, because I'm afraid of doing it really well, we create these cognitive distortions and very strong cognitive beliefs that if I can't do it perfectly, then I won't do it all, which is sort of black and white thinking. Now, I used to think that that was the only kind of perfectionism, that if I can't do it perfectly, then I won't do it at all. But now, Russ Ramsey, good friend of mine, PhD over at University of Pennsylvania, has done recent research where he took charts of individual patients at the hospital and looked at the kinds of cognitive distortions that they had. And the most pervasive cognitive distortion that showed up was perfectionism. But he didn't define perfectionism as if I can't do it perfectly, then I won't start it or I'll procrastinate it. He went along with the Russell Barkley theory. Funny that you mentioned Russell Barkley in your announcement, which was more of a self-regulation issue. And his theory was that people with ADHD, if they don't emotionally feel perfectly well, if they don't feel emotionally perfect in the moment, they will procrastinate and they won't take action and they can't activate their brains. So for me, this expanded my paradigm of perfectionism and procrastination, that perfectionism had a cognitive element to it, but it also had a biological emotional regulation element to it. And this falls into another category, because what creates procrastination is not just perfectionism. Procrastination can be caused by boredom, because the ADHD brain is activated by engagement and interest. So when we look at perfectionism and we look at procrastination and we look at emotional regulation, they can be separate issues, they can be intertwined issues. It really depends on the situation. Just like ADHD is situational, so are the things that cause us to procrastinate. So if I have a perfectionistic paradigm of certain tasks, I was in the ad agency for 12 years, and I was so perfectionistic, I would procrastinate till the last possible second because I was afraid the ad was wrong. And a lot of my clients are like that, and that would cause me to procrastinate till the very last second where I was under pressure and the adrenaline was flowing and it activated my brain. So they're all intertwined. I think that procrastination has a biological component. I think procrastination also can be tied into a cognitive component. And I think procrastination could be tied into all three: boredom, cognitive thinking, and emotional regulation. And it really depends on the situation. And I don't think people really look at it. And then there's one other piece, and that's bombardment. If I'm totally bombarded with lots and lots of messages, and I don't know where to start, and I don't understand which message that I need to start with needs to be, I'm going to shut down. So to structure all of these, I find that procrastination, perfectionism, and emotional regulation are tied into biology. I think they're tied into, especially with perfectionism, beliefs. And I think they're tied into boredom and bombardment, the four B's. Of course, you know I love alliteration.
I so know biology, you love beliefs, alliteration.
Yes, and they're all there. So these are very pervasive in our society today. And then add the ignorance of our own biology. I'm just curious, Caroline, as I'm going through this, anything resonate for you about any of this?
Well, David, what I was thinking when you were talking was that a lot of the folks who write us after these shows are trying to find out about their ADHD or that of their, you know, young adult child or teenager young child. And what I was wondering about, many things, but one was when people are trying to figure this out, right?
Yeah.
What tips would you give them to start looking at, you know, is this situational? Is this about the bombardment? is this about mood? Am I procrastinating because I can't get started? Do you have anything that you would say helps distinguish these from each other?
Oh, do I ever. Oh, do I ever. And it's a skill. And it's
okay.
a skill that's taken for granted. And it's a skill that may sound simple, but it's not simple. And it has a lot to do with inhibition. The
okay.
ability and the power to pause in the moment, to pause and pay attention to what we're paying attention to in the moment, because what we pay attention to grows. And pausing simply means this, that we have to pay attention to our bodies. Everything that starts in the invisible realm of the brain in the form of a thought, in the form of an experience, in the form of an event, starts in the invisible realm of the mind and eventually is converted into neurochemicals that either activate the brain or immobilize the brain. So what does that mean? For many years, many of my clients with ADHD knew that there was something that was unharmonious in their body. They might feel it in their stomach, they might feel it in their shoulders, they might feel it in their head. But rather than pausing to identify what that something was, they just kept going like a Ferrari with no engine.
Very true.
Okay, so we've got to learn to turn on the brakes. Pausing, or the ability to stop in the moment and identify what we are paying attention to and give it a name, is a simple definition for one of the most important skills that most human beings don't have, called emotional intelligence. In fact, research shows Emotional Intelligence 2.0, it's an actual book that did a research study of 500,000 people globally, found that only 1/3 of the world population has the ability to pause in the moment and identify the emotion as it's occurring, saying, I'm unhappy, I'm angry, I'm perfectionizing, I'm saying to myself, if I can't do this perfectly, I won't do it at all. Only 1/3 of the world has this ability to do that. So how do we do that is by learning to pay attention to the disharmony in our body. And just by giving it a name, research has told us, psychological research has told us, by pausing, touching it if you want to, I feel anger in my stomach, I feel frustration in my stomach, I feel that pattern of perfectionism where if I have to do everything perfectly or I won't do it at all, coming on, the moment we identify the thought or the emotion, we significantly diminish its power over us. And yet no one teaches us that skill. That's the first part, is the pausing. Now the other part of it is learning how to breathe properly.
Okay.
When I pause, yes, most people do not know how to breathe properly. Most
okay.
people breathe very shallowly. The way to know how you're breathing right is when I pause, I take the air and through my nostrils and my stomach protrudes out, and I count to 3 or 4 or 5, and then I exhale. Now, why is that so important? And I do it 5 or 10 times. It doesn't take a long time. It might only take a minute or so, but why is that so important? Because we are emotional beings, and the moment the most dominant thought that I have, which is generally negative, research, by the way, shows that most, when I was a president at ADA, that wonderful organization you and I are involved in, 2004, we did research and aligned with National Awareness Day, and we got the U.S. resolution passed. We found research, the first adult ADHD survey, that 87% of adults with ADHD felt like life was hopeless. Well, if you can't use the part of your brain that allows you to rationalize, and the most dominant thoughts that you have are, I can't, I won't, I never could, those negative thoughts go directly into the limbic system, which is the emotional part of your brain, and they take over. They take over in the form of rumination. They immobilize you. Now, how do we overcome that? By teaching people, the moment we pause, we access the prefrontal cortex of our brain. That's the rational part of the brain. And when we breathe, we give ourselves the oxygen, the 20% of oxygen that our prefrontal cortex needs from the body to be able to pause, to pay attention to what we're paying attention, discern it, and identify it. Okay, we can't do that if we don't pause. So it's pausing to pay attention to our bodies. Where's the disharmony? And that disharmony in the invisible realm of thought creates a disharmony in the biological component of our bodies that we touch, we feel, we name it. We take in some deep breaths so that our stomach protrudes out. We take 5-10 breaths, and we name it. And we name it. And when we do that, we are creating a biological integrity. We're creating harmony between the rational part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex and the emotional part of the brain called the limbic system. Heart and head in harmony. Perfectionism, if there's a dominant thought and you don't pause to identify, I'm in that pattern of perfectionism and I feel it in my stomach, it takes over. But when
David,
I pause, it changes. Yes, please.
David, so pause is so important, and I'm hearing you. Let's pause and go to a break. But before we do, this is so wonderful because this is a way that people can produce emotional regulation and they can look at whether they're procrastinating because their brain is not active or whether it's a mood issue or whether it's dominant thoughts. And I definitely want to talk about the situational element of this when we come back. But I want to tell everyone, ADDCA.com, ADCA.com, the ADD Training Academy, has a class starting in September. There's a free introduction online that you can go and you can watch a video and you can meet with someone and they can tell you about the training. It's comprehensive. It's a great, great program. The other thing is David's book, Permission to Proceed, talks about a lot of these topics. And, you know, I think that anyone could read this book, but especially if you're an adult with ADHD, this is a great, great first step. Or if you're just trying to expand your knowledge. So we're going to go to break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about this pause and this idea of the situational. Thank you so much.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We are here with expert David Gwirk talking about perfectionism as well as the power of the pause and really the idea that emotional regulation has an impact on how we view things and are able to get started and procrastination. And David knows that working with hundreds of clients, I've seen procrastination as a real issue. And when I heard David speak about this idea of it really being about emotional regulation and mood, or one possibility, it really enlightened and changed my whole thinking because the number one reason that many of you listen is because of the pause. So, and because of your need to rather deal with procrastination. So, David, let me ask you. You mentioned about situational variability being a piece in this puzzle of procrastination mood. Would you mind speaking to that?
Well, if you read the research that's out there, which is not a lot, most of the research that is out there is on impairments, medication, the executive function challenges of ADHD. But there, in Tom Brown's book, and I love his work as much as I love Russ's, he talks about situational variability. And he talks about how he has clients who in certain situations can perform exceptionally well and use all their executive functions and have no problems. But in situations where they're boring or mundane, or they're not really clear as to what the intention of the assignment is, the harder they try to pursue that activity, the more their brain will shut down. That Nora Valkow did research in 2009 in a 9-year study. And, you know, Caroline, before this was even out, for years at the Academy, we were saying ADHD is a deficit of interest. And they were using all these, you know, real scientific terms, around motivation, engagement, and the prefrontal cortex and all the neurotransmitters. And after a 9-year study, what the researchers at the NIMH, at the National Institute of Drug Addiction under Nora Valkow said, they came out and said ADHD is a deficit of interest. Hello. And so when, you know, if it's interesting and engaging, it's going to activate the brain. But here's the important part. In coaching, we create a situation where we create a pause so the client can pause and pay attention to what they're paying attention to that will activate their brain, but also so they can begin to create a powerful and positive intention, a path that will move them forward. But
okay,
it's hard to match attention with intention if the situation isn't first engaging, and secondly, if the person doesn't know who they are and what's important to who they are. They don't know their strengths. They don't know what's important to what ignites their passion. And so those situations where attention and attention are matched, that is, the cognitive part of the brain is paying attention to the passionate, heartfelt part of the intention, that heart and head are in harmony, those are the people that make the greatest progress and are able to sustain the energy. They won't procrastinate. You tend to procrastinate less when you know you're good at something. The problem is most people with ADHD, because they've been so focused on what they can't do at the expense of what they can do, they go towards these perfectionistic tendencies of, I've got to find the perfect plan. I've got to do the perfect thing because I'm so afraid of failure, because it's been so dominant in their life that they procrastinate. And that procrastination also creates a negative emotion. So how do we change that? By getting them to pause and pay attention to the things that identify their authentic, genuine selves and the things that they do well. We've been doing a lot of work with character strengths, VIA character strengths, which Martin Seligman at the University of Pennsylvania and Chris Peterson started. Now we're doing research. Matter of fact, Russ Ramsey, University of Pennsylvania, and Robert McGrath at Fairleigh Dickinson are involved in the research. And here's what we're finding out so far, which is an extension of the research done by Sean White in 2011, that young adults with ADHD show much higher scales of creativity, creative accomplishments, creative scales, especially in the area of divergent thinking. And in the research that we've done for adults, creativity shows up as the number 3 character strength. In VIA language, when you pause to pay attention to your top 5 character strengths, which is a free survey anybody can take, we as coaches pause and have our clients pay attention to the character strengths which identify who they are. This moves them out of that perfectionistic tendency of I've got to do it perfectly into the natural, genuine tendency, because we help them identify specific situations where these character strengths have showed up in their lives. The way through procrastination, the way through perfectionism, the way through negative regulation to positive emotional regulation is to identify the authentic, genuine character strengths that define who you are. This has been my experience. And link specific experiences and events that you can remember, because if you did it once in your life, you can do it again. If you want to overcome all three of these, go to the things that you've done well in your past, bring them up and do them even better.
Oh, David, I love that. So we're going to have to take a break now, but I think that one of the biggest messages that you are saying is that, you know, the most dominant emotion can be sometimes often a negative tape for people in their head, and
yeah,
that this VIA character strengths and other passion and strengths that people can become involved with will help people work on the procrastination and the perfectionism and really just feel better.
Yeah.
When we come back, I definitely want to get into a little bit more about how people can look at perfectionism and procrastination and sort of move away from it as they're trying to build their better self-image.
Yeah.
Before we go to the break, though, I want to again talk about the ADD Coach Academy, addca.com, free introduction for training starting in September, and this is a really good comprehensive training to help you become an ADHD coach. The other thing is right on that website there is also David's wonderful book, Permission to Proceed. And maybe when we come back, David, too, you can explain the title, because this ties into this topic as well. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution. Misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. All right, we are back tonight with David Gwerk. And one thing, David, that I know because I've read your book, and I hope our audience will read the book as well if they haven't already, is that part of what you talk about in your book, Permission to Proceed, is this idea that people with ADD often have a hard time moving past procrastination, moving past perfectionism, and activating. And you talk a lot in your different works about what we're talking about tonight. So just would you mind explaining a little bit about this concept of proceeding? Because I think where we were ending, we were really talking about this idea that people need to find a way to feel better and have some better emotional regulation, and that this can impact their ability to activate and move forward.
That's great, Caroline. This pattern of perfectionism is very dominant, and it's really established by a dominant thought of prejudging the outcome before a person even starts. It's an attachment to an outcome where, because the dominant thought or thinking or experience of people with ADHD, because they've been criticized so much rather than acknowledged, the greatest skill that human beings have to inspire other people is to acknowledge them with evidence of their inner greatness. And we tend to do just the opposite. We tend to think that the area of greatest opportunity is find their area of weakness and make it stronger. And this leads to a pressure to perform. And so when we have to perform like this, we prejudge the outcome, and it becomes our dominant thought. And we prejudge the outcome at the expense of our strengths. We prejudge the outcome at the expense of possibilities. One of the skills we have in coaching is called reinventing. And reinventing is simply giving ourselves permission to proceed with creating the life that we truly desire. And if I were to take 20 people with ADHD and ask them, do you believe that you have the right to envision or imagine any kind of life that would be joyful or fulfilling? Do you believe you have the right to do that? 19 or 20 of them out of 20 would say, of course I have that right. But then if I were to go ask them, so could you please begin to describe what would that life look like? My experience has been maybe one or two would be able to do that, because they have not given themselves permission to proceed with imagining what would their life be like if their heart and their head were in harmony, if their head was aligned with the passion of their heart, if their head was aligned with the character strengths like fairness, like creativity, like kindness, like compassion. These are actual attributes and capacities that we possess that we have to identify who we are first before we choose what to do. Now, in a world where we grow up, where the what of what we do, the performance of what we do, the job of what we do is dictated from a young age, shut up and listen, don't ask too many questions, do it the way we tell you at work. And if you can't do it that way, it's got to be our way or the highway. When we don't meet those standards, people are considered subpar. And what they're neglecting to do is take basic science, which says that in each human being, who I believe we are created in the image of something much greater than us, from a spiritual sense, we are all divine beings. And in these divine beings, we have trillions, we have 100 billion neurons or chemical factories that are connected to 10 to 15,000 pathways that communicate with each other. We literally are born as divine human beings with trillions of ways that we process information and do things. And ADHD is not about being broken. It's about embracing your unique brain wiring and doing it your unique way. So if you got to rock on a rocking chair like I did to sing my notes and get through school, you do it.
Right.
If you got to drive in a car to listen to a book, you do it. You find your own unique way, and then you give yourself permission to proceed to go down that path with the way you do it, but allowing yourself to create a picture and go one piece at a time. I call it piece by piece. So if you go one P-I-E-C-E at one space and time, you will have P-E-A-C-E, peace, all the time. But the ADHD brain feels perfectionistic attitude. I've got to find the perfect solution. I've got to do them all at the same time. And I've got to get it done now and done perfectly, as opposed to let me follow one piece of the pie that I love, that I'm good at. Let me give myself permission to proceed in doing it in my own unique way. And let's see the result I get. And whatever result I get, I'll revise until I make it better. By the word, in the word revision is the word vision. How does one get to one vision? Not by being perfectionistic, because perfectionism paralyzes progress. We take the action, we revise the action to get it closer to the picture until we get closer and closer. So we allow ourselves to take the action of our heart and our head and make it better and better until we get closer to that picture. And perfectionism and procrastination mean that if I don't allow myself to look at the things that emotionally inspire me to activate my brain, I will never give myself permission to proceed. Permission to proceed is about embracing your unique brain wiring and following your picture piece by piece and allowing yourself to make mistakes, but revise those mistakes to get closer to the picture. And that's really what
I love it, David. I think, you know, just to sum up for people, because we have to end the show soon, is, you know, David's talking about this concept very, very eloquently, that if you look at what is going on for you, if it's perfectionism, procrastination, and you try to figure out what is unique for you, then you have the best chance of finding a way forward. And I really, really encourage people to stop, pause, and look at, is it procrastination that's happening for you in the most traditional sense where you can't activate? Or is it really something about mood or something about dominant thoughts? David, that was just wonderful. I hope people really appreciate it and that they have taken away some skills like the pause that they can use. This has been a great show, and thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for this edition of Attention Talk Radio.